ago, I was wondering if you would speak about this verse, Maitreya. It says, in any major evolutionary leap, it is a mass change in the ethereal body of those who have reached a higher level, which dictates a new environment. Then, in such an environment, new beings with new genetic codes appear. That is why we can find mass extinctions of those who have lagged behind, which occur at the leap periods of evolutionary intervals.
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a good question. You can come here, let's say, bend and go. That, I think that's easier for you, going through all that. All right. The question is that Indovi explained that in an evolutionary process, the first step usually occurs is when a mass change happens in the ethereal body in the universe before the evolutionary process takes place on Earth or in the universe or in any world. And it's this is absolutely reverse of the evolutionary, the theory of evolution in Darwin's theory. Darwin's theory says the conscious or the animals adjust themselves to the situation. For example, if there are birds that they eat fish on the shore, if a bird creates a longer leg, he can go and get the fish before the fish get to the animals who have shorter legs. And if he creates even longer leg, then he can get deeper and get the fish before he get to the shore. So in the long run, eventually the longer leg animal evolve because they get food, and the shorter legs, because they don't, they die out, and the animals create longer legs and eventually, you know, it evolves to the animals that they can go deeper into water and get more fish and feed in a better way. In this theory is the survival of the fittest. Whatever is fittest survives. Whatever is not is a very jungle mentality that if you are better in getting food by yourself, you are going to survive and the rest won't. In this explanation, though, it says even that before that happens, there is an evolutionary mindset occurs in the ethereal level of the universe. Or in other words, God decides to create the new evolutionary process. That mind, that said, that thought of God occurs first before evolutionary process happens. So when that thought occurs, the bird, which is smarter, has been evolved many lifetimes, suddenly, you know, have a longer leg. It's not that he creates longer leg by being more fittest, but he is the fittest because he has been born so many lifetimes that now his consciousness is in tune with God's mind, and now the animal creates longer leg because in many lifetimes he realizes if he have a longer leg, he can get better fish. For example, they have found a fish, just it was in the news a couple of months ago. They have to find a fish that it has kind of a leg, has a leg, it's a millions of years old fish. And the scientists have no idea why this fish should have those legs, because there was no evolutionary process was happening that anybody would create legs. You know, it has like have five fingers and all that. So that goes very well with our way of explaining evolution. That it happens in the mind of God first, and the animals that are in a higher evolution, that are in the, that have been born many, many lifetimes more than other animals, start responding this to these touch waves. And then, of course, they evolve later to the animal. They can crawl and get out of the water and eventually evolve to the higher animal and eventually human. Okay? And that is exactly goes with the mission too. Mission and this revelation have come to humanity because God wants it to come to humanity. Now, there are those who are in the higher evolution, they are ready to receive this revelation. Okay? I cannot go and give this revelation to a stone and expect a stone to become a Paravikra. I am giving it out to everyone, those who in the process of evolution have reached a point that they can respond to the mind of God. Now in the evolutionary process they said, yeah, it makes sense what he says. You know, how can be there for so many God, so many religions if there is only one God? How can this all religion talk about the same God, but while they are fighting each other that my God is better than your God? It can't be, okay? So that makes sense to them very easily, and they simply say, yeah, you make sense what you're saying. It can't be so many reasons and so many, you know. So God decided already this revelation is, it's you know, human is this true. Consciousness that revelation is necessary for them, and many people will understand it and take it out. Of course, many consciousnesses are not ready. That's what the people in the internet, they're yelling at us, we're wrong, da-da-da-da, or so many people, they can understand it. They're still attached to the hierarchy or the previous gurus or previous philosophy or previous understandings, because their consciousness is not yet. But should they stop not giving this revelation because their consciousness is not ready? No, we have to give it out. It hits some people. Some people, they hear it, you know, they say, yeah, it makes sense. And they come, and of course they know then by the fruits. It's very simple. God has given our instruction how to know them. Okay? If you don't know them by their words, you don't know them by their praise, you don't know them by their claims, you know them by their fruits. Okay? If they give fruits, then I get say, thank you God, yes, you send a wonderful, you know, fruit giver to the mission, and he or she is a part of the mission because he knows or she understands the teaching, and they are giving the fruit. If they don't give fruit, am I going to put effort, or am I even up to me? It's not up to me. Are they evolved enough to the evolutionary process? No, they see and come and take it and go for it. So you can see that God decided it's going to do, but not everyone is ready for it. Are they going to be ready? If that's true, if God decided that, yeah, fish now should start crawling out of the water, and the fish start creating feet, or start getting out of the water, then the thought starts first, the thought of the evolution process. The decision that an evolution process should happen comes first, and the animals evolve into it, or human evolves into it. So it is absolutely reverse of the Darwin's theory of the fittest to survive. But we say,
survival
of the fittest. But we say, the fittest survive. The fittest means he's already fit for the universe. Not that he's aggressive, and he by himself evolved. No. He has reached to a higher level of consciousness, and so he or she is ready to go to the next level of evolution. What happened to those who are not the fittest? They usually have to be destroyed. It sounds like they are destroyed, but they're not really destroyed. They are, they no longer can continue to go the way they used to, but they have to come back in the next lifetime and join those they have evolved to the higher level. Do you understand what I mean? It's just like all the birds didn't evolve to the dinosaurs, all those birds died. They didn't die really. They came back as in exile them as a dinosaur themselves. So there is nothing to destroy them. It is human way of looking things as a so physical. They cannot see that they really were destroyed, but they evolved to the dinosaur next lifetime. Yeah, because they were. So that hopefully it's going to happen also, you know, with other religions, because more and more people are going to ask this question about their religion. You know, we can already see a lot of people asking, and they are searching, and they are not accepting the religion they have been born in. Yeah. Because they are evolving to a point, you know, they cannot just accept the preacher anymore, but they have to find it out for themselves. And eventually they read about in the subjects reading Quran, they start reading Bible, they start reading Upanishads, they are reading, you know, Bhagavad Gita, they are starting reading Bayan, and say, wow, it's not only Quran has all the truth, and all the religions have a lot of truth too. Those who read the Bible, they read Quran, say, hey, this thing is really, some of them really makes sense. You know, I like the way it's written and revealed. Or they read Bayan or Upanishads and become Buddhists or something. So we can see human consciousness is evolving. And those who are hanging into their tradition and past, they kind of feel that left out, isn't it? And that's exactly what happened. Next lifetime they kind of come, because they've been left out, what they're going to do? They're going to become fundamental Christian or Jews. The next lifetime they're going to be open to other religions. And then they're going to be confused, and then suddenly they hit up the mission's petition and say, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, all sent by God. Okay. So, he said, that's why I'm not worried about the number. I'm saying, don't worry about it. If it's God's will, it's going to happen. Okay, if God says, okay, this is the time for this revelation, and this makes the evolutionary process of human consciousness in such a way toward the unity, why do you worry about it? Just act, do you love it? Do you understand it? Do you like for this revelation? Do you see the unity of the all religions? Do you see that, you know, you are not confused anymore between all these religions and the world? They take you, they say, well, this is mine, I don't care. You know, but I'm going to share it. It's not the lessons you find. They're not ready. The consciousness is not there. Of course, not to try. Just tell them maybe next lifetime, it hits them this lifetime, but they don't get it next lifetime, and they die and come back. They say, oh yeah, I had it last lifetime. Unconsciously, of course. You know, and then they. So you're helping, even then it seems you're not helping. And that when you seek the, you know, the way of God and the evolution process and how it works, you're more flexible, you're more flowing, okay, instead of getting bogged down with the appearances and something that looks so awful right now to you, but is really not in the Word of God. So in that sentence, you have to realize that the decision is made by God first, and then the evolution process happens. It's not that it's a survival of the fittest. So you should be aggressive, but the fittest survive. In many lifetimes you meditated, you realize yourself, you realize that, you know, the emptiness of the external world, you know, when you reach, you know, to this point that this revelation comes, it's easy for you to get up and go. But you are still attached to the external world, it's hard for you to do it. And I'm not going to spend my time, energy trying to change your mind. You know, it's up to you, and if you want to go to the world, go to the world, you know. You're not ready for it. Go there and have fun, you know. If you think you want to have fun, but you're not, but until you're ready, you will say, okay, I don't want this world. I'll just drop it. I come here, and I want to do the missionary manifest. Same thing for the evolution. But when the birds reach the point, they have to become dinosaurs. Those who have, you know, been dinosaurs for many lifetimes and ready to become dinosaurs, exile them, like that, they start looking, look like a dinosaur more, like a bird, than a bird. And eventually, little by little, those birds didn't make it the first wave, they made it in the second wave, third wave, fourth wave. So we had more dinosaurs, you know, and some of birds seemed to be distinct, but they really wasn't distinct. That's why some people are so adamant the animals didn't get distinct, you know. I'm not, you know, fine, maybe that's God will, you know, that they are distinct, okay, and they come in the next lifetime in a different, you know, way or in a different animal, okay. So we can say again the human understanding is flawed, and we think at the things very in a very narrow way. We expand our mind, you know. Of course, I'm not saying that we should take a shotgun and kill all the spotted owls. Okay? I'm not saying that. Of course, we have to give them all the opportunity they need to grow up, and environmentally we have to support them. But we don't have to be so sometimes paranoid about every little thing happens, you know, on the earth. So that is why we said we can see suddenly a mass distinction happen in an animal in the past. The reason was those animals were ready to go to the another level of consciousness. They are needed anymore. And because God decided that's going to be the way it happened, and that's going to happen. So our explanation of evolutionary process is a little different, but actually a lot different than Darwin's way of saying. Does it make sense?
Yes, can I follow up?
Sure. We have a follow up from Mom. Okay, come on.
Did that scripture, was that referring to animals, or was it referring also to humans? For instance, what I'm thinking of is these children that are coming in now, mm-hmm. they're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they came to live in communities of light, and there's a disappointment. You can see like a strain in them that they're this world isn't the way they expected it to be. And then I think too, like maybe there are people who touch the mission and then they so-called die, and now maybe they're coming back in and they're looking for something a lot different than what this world is ready to offer. And I wonder if they're not like a new kind of people, and it's very hard with children. I mean, you can't go to a child and start explaining the mission when the parent is there and doesn't want this explanation. But that child knows something. And I just feel like there are new people coming in, and that in I'm not saying that we're supposed to wait and not tell anybody in the meantime. I mean, if it moves, I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure there's a reason to tell them about the mission. Because it's the greatest thing. For me, it's the greatest thing here. But it could be that in 20 years, we could have, like, what would you call it? Like an awakening. With these young kids, when they find this mission, this is what they're looking for. And maybe now the parents might be in their way, you could say. Mm-hmm. They are.
A lot of parents are in their way of the children. No doubt about that, yeah.
But when these kids get a little older, I mean, they're going to go out and search for the truth, because that's what they were born for. They're going to find this, and we could see an explosion here.
So your question is if it's happening only to animals or to them?
To humans.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. As we said, you confirm exactly what I was saying, that you know, when God decides something to happen, it starts happening. And who reaches the first? The children. Children are the next generation. They're coming to this new way of decision made already by God. That's the way it's going to happen. And they come in, and they are looking for this. And if they don't find it, of course, the first dinosaur who was created, of course, it didn't look completely like a dinosaur. It was like a bird, but looked a little like a dinosaur. And then later on, the next generation became more like a dinosaur, and on, and eventually it became a dinosaur and no longer was a bird. It was so much like a dinosaur that scientists were thinking they couldn't see the connection between bird and dinosaur. And it's very recent, you know, in a recent year that eventually people thought, yeah, it was the bird who eventually became dinosaur. So we can see, so this is a new revelation. This is the I was the first person who received it. You guys are the second, you know, wave of the people who received it. And the people who received it weren't ready for it. You know, they heard it, they said, oh, that one sounds good, and they went away because the word was greater for them than the revelation that they have received. They weren't ready for it. Of course, now the children are coming to this new wave that comes up like this base of the kingdom of heaven. They are coming to live in the communities, but there is no community. Nothing is created for them, and actually we're telling them absolutely different things, and telling them, you know, be number one, you know, get what you want, and be bad, use the bad word, your goal is to come to the gymnast, or a football player, or the soccer player, you know, the goal is, you know, become, push everybody else, you know, around, and get your way, and That's not what they are here for. They don't feel comfortable. You know, they're following the thing, but eventually they will rebel against it. But that's good that we have it here for them. Okay, later. That's why it's so important to reach the young mind, young people in the university. I wish I had many teachers that they would had started yoga classes and meditation and things like that for the mission, and go to the university and start classes there. And that is the very good time for the children, because their parents are not around to lock them, because we like to make our children the way we are. And our children, of course, we are either Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or Hindu, or so we want our child to become Hindu. A Hindu parents wants to have a Hindu child. If Muslim parents want to have a Muslim, okay. But when they go to the university, you know, the parents are not there, and the mind of the young man, person, is forming to its final stage. And they're seekers, and they're looking, and university is an open environment, and they are taught to research, and find the truth, okay. Before that, the parents were controlling them. After that, the society is going to control them. Okay, because they're going to go to get a job, or go to the university, or become a professor, or an accountant, or whatever. And the firm tells them what they have to believe, and really the religion becomes where they work. Okay, so that's the only opportunity really has, is when they go to the university, and you can reach them, and you can teach them about them. No matter what happened after that, it's going to stay with them. So, again, the problem is we don't have enough teachers, we don't have enough resources, we don't have enough people that are dedicated to do this. I'm not worried about it. I'm not saying that I'm worried about it. It's not going to happen. You know, as I said, it's God's word. There should be dedicated people who would come and just dedicated to love to do this. And as we create more people who understand this teaching, and creation of the communities of light, a lot of those children will find the place that they're looking for. Okay? And they will find and come and join the communities of light, and they will reach the satisfaction, and they learn how to create communities of light and live in it and be in it and be comfortable with it. Okay? But we are just begun with the process. Okay, we probably are a little anxious to see this thing happen, okay, and I understand that it's natural, it's human to feel like that. I like to see this thing happen, I know, but no longer I'm not that, you know, adamant about doing. I'd rather see dedicated people to the mission than I push them to be dedicated. You know what I mean? I used to, you know, try to make people dedicated. But the conclusion is they are either dedicated or not. You know, it's not up to me. Mm-hmm. So, if we get more dedicated people, you know, like you guys and the people who are doing the mission, and reach a point that we can support the army of teachers out there, that they can go and establish, you know, centers all over the world for the mission, and eventually create the children that believe and love the mission, we can create the kingdom of heaven on earth. But if that is true, if God decides and then it happens, and if you believe this is God's will that we are following, and He already decided to happen, so why do you worry about it? Just live our life, live a good life, good productive life, and at the same time, praise God, for He has chosen us to be a part of this process, and it's going to happen. So God's work works in all levels. It works for the animals, even plants have the same thing. Minerals, they all listen to God. The only people who think doesn't listen to God is human.